Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
Do you pray with your children on an individual basis? If a child comes to you with a question or a problem that you know you don't have the wisdom for instantaneously, do you just put your arms around that child and just say, "Well, let's just ask the Lord what to do. I don't really know the answer to that. Why don't we just ask the Lord?" That will make a permanent impression in a child's heart. He knows that the parents are not omniscient. Doesn't hurt at all to say, "I don't know." But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So let's just do that quite simply, obediently. And you are thereby preparing them to be faithful members of the body of Christ, which is the church. Faithful, prayerful, worshiping members who accept responsibility to pray for the rest of the church. When they're sick, do you encourage them to think of Christ's sufferings? Amy Carmichael's mother had given her, well, Amy had come to her mother when she was a little girl and told her mother that she had a very bad pain. And her mother had given her some pink medicine, and Amy came back and told her mother that the pain was terrible, that it wasn't any better. And her mother said, "I'm afraid you must bear it." Amy said, "But I can't bear it." And her mother said, "I'm afraid you must, dear." Well, I don't know whether it was from that story that Valerie read or from something else, but I was there one time when I think it was Colleen was in a high chair and she had skinned her knee or something. And just out of the blue, as we were sitting there at supper, she turned to her mother and she said, "Mama, am I bearing this patiently?" And I could see that that didn't come out of her head, that Valerie must have told her that she must bear it patiently. And there's a great deal to be said for teaching your children to control their emotions when they're very small. There's no need to have a whole lot of screaming and yelling and fuss. And my mother used to say, if we cried too much about some little trivial thing, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. And we knew that meant the little stick. Encourage them to think of Christ's sufferings and compare the skinned knee with the nails in his hands. Your example of honesty and dependence on God will be a lesson for life. And this brings peace to your home. Don't worry about anything whatever, Paul says in Philippians 4, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Prayer with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds. The secret of peace: don't worry, pray, and give thanks. And the peace of God will guard, garrison your hearts. That is the secret. And this is what most strongly builds up the Christian home, which in its turn is the strongest factor in building up the church. We are microcosms, a small representation of the kingdom of heaven and of the church at large in a Christian family. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, they're very simple prayers that you can teach your children. And I will give you five with suggestions, which are just utterly simple. First of all, thanksgiving. Any tiny tot can learn to say, "Thank you, God." And he should be given that example at least 3 times a day when you sit down to your meals. You thank the Lord for the food. So thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for, and you can teach him very quickly to expand other things. If he's gotten a new puppy, thank the Lord for the new puppy. If he has a new friend, if he has a new pair of shoes, thank the Lord. Repentance. Any child can be taught to say, "I'm sorry, God." And, of course, that requires your training of what he needs to be sorry for. If he's been selfish with his toys, disobedient, he needs not only to say he's sorry to the child to whom he did not give his toys or the parent to whom he's been disobedient, but he also needs to say, "I'm sorry, God. Please forgive me." Then petition. And most children can think up long lists of things here that they want to pray for. Please do this. Please give me this. And remind them when they ask God that God does answer prayers. But Amy Carmichael told the wonderful little illustration. When she was a little girl, she was taught by her elders that God answers prayer. And so she decided to test the validity of that staggering statement. She was only 3 years old. And she thought about what she wanted more than anything else in the world. And she got down beside her bed before she went to bed one night, and she prayed that God would change her brown eyes into blue ones. God answers prayer. She went to sleep in perfect confidence that God would do that, and she got up in the morning, could hardly wait to jump out of bed, pushed a chair over to the mirror, climbed up on the mirror to the mirror, and looked into the same pair of brown eyes. And she told this story to her hundreds of Indian children years later. And she said she really couldn't remember whether some adult had said these words or whether it was God himself that put these words into her heart. But she heard somebody say, "Isn't no an answer?" God answers prayer. No is an answer. But what Amy could never have guessed when she was 3 years old would be that someday she would be a missionary in India, where everybody has dark eyes and very dark hair. Amy Carmichael had very dark hair and very dark eyes, and there were a few occasions in her missionary life when it was a matter of life or death that she be taken for an Indian. She wore the sari. She wore her hair exactly the way the Indians did. She went barefoot. And she could never have passed as an Indian if she'd had blue eyes. God knows what he's doing. So it's legitimate to ask God. We must always remember to explain to our children that no is an answer. Intercession. It's a big word, but it's a simple concept. It's prayer for other people. Lord, bless Daddy and Mama. And I remembered when I was 7 years old, putting my baby sister, well, I must have been 10 years old because she was about three, and I was often the one responsible to put the younger children to bed, and I was putting my sister to bed one night, and she rattled off her usual prayer, "Lord, bless Daddy and Mama." She happened to be very upset with me that night for some reason. So she said, "Lord, bless Daddy and Mama and Phil, and I suppose Betsy." I was called Betsy in those days. Intercession is prayer for other people. She was very reluctant to pray for this particular person at that time. And the fifth thing is the importance of memorizing prayers. I would start with the Lord's Prayer, as my father did. I think it's a very good one to start with. And also, we were taught that lovely little children's hymn, "Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning light." We went to sleep on that every night. It's got a very simple little singable tune, which I put into my newsletter several months ago. "Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning light." And as I've grown, I've memorized many hymns, because the hymns give me the words I want to say to God. If you don't have a hymn book that you keep right along with your Bible in your devotional life, I would recommend, and these, of course, are suggestions, but I strongly recommend that you have a hymn book and pray through the hymns, because I would say the majority of hymns have prayers in them. and worship songs. It's sometimes very hard for me to think of the words to worship God with. I can't think of any more words. And then I open up something like, "Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his power and his love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise." And memorize scripture. Memorize prayers, memorize hymns, memorize scripture, and teach your children to do this. Okay, the third thing that I was going to talk about under this heading is discipline. And by discipline, I don't mean exclusively punishment. Of course, punishment is one form of discipline. But I was thinking primarily of work, teaching your children to work and to do real work from the day they're 2 or 3 years old, and teaching them responsibility. If you teach a two-year-old to empty a wastebasket, and make it clear to that child that this wastebasket in this room is not going to be emptied unless he does it, you're teaching him responsibility. If you empty the wastebasket because he didn't, you pull the rug right out from under his sense of responsibility, because it doesn't really matter whether he does it or not. Let him know it matters. Some references you can look up later. Work, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Responsibility, Luke 16:10, and thoroughness, faithfulness, and servanthood, John 13:13-17. Teach your children that every job is sanctified, made holy, by being offered to Jesus Christ.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.